In an effort to reduce the high cost of living in rural Alaska, one community has joined together on an agricultural project that promises to supply the village with nutritious vegetables, fresh local eggs, and a renewable source of income into the future. KDLG's Adam Kane has the story.
Erin Forbes is the community agriculture director in Igiagig. She says the community project started about 10 years ago with just one man who decided to raise some chickens in his backyard.
It just grew from there as the village took interest in these chickens and the eggs they were laying. Then it became a community egg stand where elders could get eggs for free and then $4 a dozen for the rest of the community. Then there was a village potato plot that they started where at the end of the season there's a huge potato party and everyone makes a potato related dish and there's a potluck and festivities. And it's just grown from there as the interest in the community has built around agriculture and the shared experiences you can have around that. And so they invested in some machinery, a rototiller, and then in the hoop house, and now finally in this very large solar greenhouse.
Construction on the greenhouse was completed just a couple weeks ago. However, village residents are already seeing an improvement from the previously used high tunnel, which wasn't strong enough to stand up to the bears or the wind. Forbes says that the new greenhouse is much more durable.
So the greenhouse is 50 feet by 25 feet. It's made out of real nice, durable, UV-protected plastic with aluminum and steel framing. It's heated by a central boiler where they burn their recycled cardboard and brush pile that then heats the floor, and then there's also forced air heating with water. And then all the electricity comes from three windmills that are out behind the greenhouse.
She says in the 10 weeks the wind turbines have been up and running, they've already produced about 1,500 kilowatts of energy. The next step for the community project is to attempt to grow vegetables indoors through the winter. The electricity generated by the windmills will be used to run grow lights, which when paired up with the cardboard-fired burner will allow the community garden to be heated and lit year-round. Igiagig is a small community of approximately 64 people, and everyone in the village is involved either by eating the produce or by actually getting their hands dirty working on the garden. Next summer, which will be the project's first full growing season, the community plans to hire a full-time employee who will be paid by the council from revenue earned through the sales of vegetables to the community and area fishing and hunting lodges. The majority of the community agriculture project was funded through a number of grants. Forbes says that they are proud with what they've achieved. However, she wants to remind other communities that it takes a lot of work to succeed.
That really depends on the support of the community. You really have to have people rallying behind you. Igiagig is such a small community that it really works as a nice model. This is what can be done when you're really at the grassroots level. So then taking it and extrapolating from there, I think, is a really nice idea.
Greenhouses and the materials necessary for an agriculture project are not cheap to bring into rural Alaska. Forbes says that without the grant funding and the wealthy neighbors in the form of high-end hunting and fishing lodges, the project in Igiagig would probably have taken many years to see a return on the investment. Various types of food preservation are traditionally used by Alaska Native communities to save food through the long cold winters. Forbes says that area residents are interested in continuing the traditional fashion by finding new ways of preserving the food grown in the community project.
We're hoping to apply for another grant for root cellaring, some kind of cold storage. A lot of members of the village, though, are very interested in food preservation, have a lot of background in that, so we don't expect it to be a problem when we finally have the produce needed for those kinds of activities.
I'm Adam Kane.